Nick is calling from Dobbs Ferry. What's going on today, Nick?
Hey, Nick.
Hey, now. What's up, guys?
Yo, what's up?
So, even as a Jets fan, I just want to say the last night's win and also the Igor Shesterkin shutout were huge for New York because we've been down bad. So, that was great. So, I got a little story for you. Sean Morash's podcast got me into a little fight this morning with my girlfriend.
Wow.
Your girlfriend?
Tell me more.
What?
Yeah. So, we're eating breakfast and stuff like that. And I said, you know what? Just like I usually throw on the Rico Brogna when the Mets are doing terrible. So I like this piece of that.
Yeah.
I wanted to hear Sean finally happy because as a fellow Yankee fan, I've been feeling his pain. He's been getting beat up. So I wanted to see, you know, his reaction. So I don't want to laugh too hard. But so we're watching. I turn it on. And within 20 seconds, this guy starts cutting a promo, bawling, crying. Just sounding absolutely ridiculous, and I am laughing my butt off. And my girlfriend turns to me and goes, "What the F is wrong with you?" And I said, "What? What? Look at this." And she goes, "Why is this funny to you?" And I said, "It's funny. It's just sports." So to make a long story short, she thought Sean was special needs, and I had to go to his Instagram and show her pictures and explain to her that he wasn't special needs and that he was just a regular person.
What?
So she said to me, you know what, Nick? I am so happy you're not like that with sports because I would not be able to deal with that.
Oh, man.
There are so many layers to that story.
So wrong.
So many layers to that.
How does that make you feel, Sean? He had to fight with his girlfriend and had to prove, you know, he's not being mean and making fun of somebody.
And that's, look, that's fine. I don't even know how to respond to that. I'll be honest with you. I feel like it's a minefield. So.
Now, what I ask you is...
But the idea, this guy's what? He's going to my Disney pictures with my kids?
Look, he's got wife and kids. He's this, he's that. How often do you cry after wins and losses? Is it a common thing?
Has there been many that are emotional like that?
No, I mean,
like, I don't think there's been enough of them for you to even know.
Are you kidding? I saw two Super Bowls.
I could tell you. No, definitely the Super Bowls. The Jeter retirement was a famous one for me. It's very rare.
It doesn't sound very rare. You just named three, plus last night, plus week one against the Titans. Like, dude, I would say it's double digits.
It's not like they beat the Colts last year. I'm like, oh my God, we got our third win with Drew Lock. It takes a very, very special moment. And it just comes out naturally. And I think it was a combination of things last night. I don't know that I cry yesterday if I'm not overly exhausted and the Yankees hadn't been eliminated and I felt like I had just been through it.
I'll tell you where I told this story to you, Teague, and it's in my book, My Mets Bible, that one of the reasons I cried after the trade deadline in 2015 when the Mets got Cespedes was because I was emotionally tired. It was like a whirlwind of days. The Mets had a brutal loss.
That makes sense.
They traded for someone. They didn't trade for someone. They get Cespedes. And I remember telling you, I bawled like a baby to my wife.
Right.
And it was a lot of it was just tired and overwhelmed.
Right.
So the Yankees did have something to do.
Dude,
with what happened.
I have been going to bed in the wee hours all week. Yankee-related, short giant week. So I've been doing podcasts late after Yankee games. I'm shot. Like, I am ready to tap out, and I'm shot. And I think last night I was ready just to watch the Giants lose.
And you got a birthday tonight, don't
you? I know, my daughter's birthday. She's waiting for me. Like, I was shot. I was ready last night. All right, quick half-hour podcast. They lose again. And I think I was just euphoric. Like, my life took a turn last night as a diehard Giant fan I did not see coming, and I don't think my body knew how to handle it.
Do you cry after losses or just wins?
The Rangers, when they lost to Florida a couple years ago when I went.
You cried that night? We were doing the show together, all of us. Right. I don't know you teared up. You didn't tell us that.
That was the famous delete Twitter. I took the dog for a walk.
Gotcha.
And, because it hit me that night. Similar to the Nets with Durant.
Wait, was that the crimes against sports humanity?
Yes. It hit me that night. Man, if this year isn't a championship, am I ever seeing a cup in my adulthood?
It's funny.
Well, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
The Giants were the last one of our local teams.
Shut up. That's so insulting. It's been a long time.
It has been a long time.
Long time.
14 years.
2011 is a long time.
You guys were in the playoffs.
2011 is a long time. 2011 is a long time.
You were in the playoffs.
2011 is a long time, right?
You were in the playoffs.
Is 1986 a long time?
Yes.
Is 1968 a long time?
I hate this argument.
Is 1976 with the Nets in a league that doesn't exist anymore? Is that a long time?
I'm not even talking about the Giants. I'm talking about everybody.
I understand, but like when you say like, oh, that's a long
NYCFC,
time.
NYCFC, right? And then they went on.
Yes. And the Liberty.
And the Liberty. Yeah.
Yeah.
Evan, I hate that argument because no doubt it is longer for you.
Thank
no
you.
Doubt. You're dying for one breakfast.
I'm mad at Tiki, not at you. The way he dismissed it. Like, oh, it's a long time.
But it is a long time.
But that's the thing that you have to understand. It is a long time.
I got you.
Just because it's longer for you doesn't mean it's still not a long time. I know you don't want to hear it, but it is a long time.
Where I feel you is that I have cried 8 or 9 times from sports. It's mostly positive. It's mostly happiness. The only 2 times I ever cried after a loss was a long time ago. Was 1999, Kenny Rogers walked Andrew Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Cried like a baby. Now, I was 16 years old.
Right.
Maybe there's an excuse. And then when the Nets...
Probably not.
Probably not.
6 years old, maybe.
And then
16? I don't think so.
Then when the New Jersey Nets lost the NBA Finals in Game 6 to the Spurs. Sean remembers that. It was like death of Game 6 was the worst thing I ever saw.
And you thought they had a chance. They had no shot versus the Lakers. That was another one of those, oh my God, they're not going to do it ever.
Yeah. Mm. I cried like a baby, and then I can't get into what happened next, but... The person I was with it was very intense. I'll just leave it at that. I don't want to talk about it.
Have you cried, Tommy?
For sports? He's never cried.
No. Yeah. Not to be morbid.
He doesn't care as much.
No, that's not true. The only way I would cry with sports is if, like, so my grandfather was huge to sports. He's no longer with us. If the Mets won a World Series, I would be upset that I didn't experience it with him. That's the only way, because then it's my grandfather.
So it would be happy crying.
Correct. Or wishing he was here. You know what I mean? Not like, oh, the Giants won a game in, you know, October and I'm crying on a podcast that I just started on to make an impact.
But you hit on something. But you're right. You hit on something.
He's not right, but it's still funny.
Right.
It's not about right or wrong. It's about, this is just me personally. No, like, well, Tiki doesn't remember any plays from his career. Right. I'm sure there are certain players that remember every single play of their career. Right. Everybody's different.
Okay. But you hit on something.
And I never cried for a sporting event.
I do think this
not surprised by that. Hold on, before you continue, because I do want to finish this. What about the Wellington Mara game? You didn't cry after that game. That meant a lot to you, and you've said that. No tears?
I didn't cry.
No tears?
No.
Okay.
You know what? I felt accomplished.
Okay.
Because when Wellington passed away, like, the only way that I, as a non-family member, could honor him was to go do what I did on the field.
Right.
Which was rush for over 200 yards and score a touchdown, and we destroyed the then Redskins. So I felt accomplished.
I got you.
I mean, maybe I got like a little bit like emotional when I gave Timmy the football, McDonald, and hugged him, but I don't think, I didn't cry. It was just more like...
That would have been my one guess.
That's what I needed. I just felt accomplished. Like, that's what I needed.
You're also just such a man.
No, I'm not. I have soft spots, but I don't cry over sports.
Yeah, but you don't cry...
Because I get analytical.
But here's the thing, Teak. When is the last time you cried in general? You're not a crier. You've told me this.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Exactly.
I don't know.
I cried last week at a movie.
Did you really?
I cry all the time.
I'm a loser.
Now, the difference is it's never happened on a podcast or a radio show.
You know, like, when I cried last? I think, not last, but just when I found out that my coach died, George Welsh.
Right.
I was on air.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, me and BT were on air, and I found out that Coach Welsh passed away, and I had to leave the studio.
Yeah. Well, that's life and death. That's like a more serious version.
But
of
it wasn't sudden, but it felt sudden.
Yeah, no, I get you.
Like
death is like
it just shocked me.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I had to leave the studio for, I don't know, 5 minutes.
Yeah. Did you notice, Tommy, that I cried with you? You probably don't even know it because I didn't make it obvious. Do you know when I cried with you?
No.
I was sitting right next to you and I cried. I'm surprised you don't even know.
I know a time that you cried when we were working together. You got emotional about something.
Well, that's different. Don't bring that up.
Well, you don't even know. No.
I do know what it's about. No. Don't bring that. That's personal.
It's personal that when Minko retired and you threw a glass update, you basically had tears flowing from your face.
I was thinking of another time.
I don't think that's very personal at all.
No,
you cried?
I'm like, Mink's retiring. He's not, leaving us.
I did.
Well, he was, but not literally.
He's right about that. I was thrown to the update.
Oh, he was like a baby about it.
I was sad. Mm. I love Mink.
We all love Mink, but nobody was happier that day than Mink.
Okay, you're right, by the way. I did tear up on that one.
Yeah.
No, a sporting moment. I was right next to you.
Sporting moment.
I didn't admit it to
him. Oh, it had to be last year.
Yes.
Against the Phillies. Scorebook in hand. Lindor hits the grand slam. We're all jumping around.
It was when Diaz got the last out, and I'm just soaking it all in that the Mets advanced.
Yeah.
I very privately had a little tear come down my eye.
Yeah, the show watch.
And then the next day, no, it wasn't that one. I didn't cry that day.
Hmm.
On the show watch when Lindor hit the home run again once, I did not. Too much raw animalistic excitement and relief.
Yeah.
No tears. But when Diaz got the last out, I eventually teared up. And I think the next day on the air, Tommy said, "Did you cry?" And I lied to him. I said, "No, I didn't cry." But yeah, there was a couple of tears.
That was emotional. I could see your soul leaving your body, like in Who Framed Roger Rabbit, if I laugh too much. And then to have that moment where they win, I get that. But you're kind of a big softie. I mean, you cry during movies. I mean, movies is a tough one to cry during.
What are you talking about if it's an emotional movie?
It's not real.
It doesn't matter. It feels real.
It's Hollywood.
Emotions are real. By the way, the reason we bring this up, if you're just tuning in, is that last night, Sean cried on his podcast. Pick one of the two clips and play it, just for anyone just tuning in, and you'll get to hear. Tommy thinks they're crocodile tears, doesn't believe it was real. I believe it was real, but it's why we were talking about crying.
And a caller's wife thought I was special needs.
That too, yes. A caller's wife thought Sean was special needs, and her husband was making fun of him, and she got pissed off. So here is one of the clips of last night of Sean getting very emotional talking about beating the Eagles.
I've been so tired of it. And tonight, Jackson Dart and Cam Scataboo went into that stadium with the Eagles thinking so little of us that they pulled back Jalen Carter because of our turf. And we shoved the win right up all of their asses. And not just a win. We blew the Eagles the out on national TV for the world to see and to stamp our legacy with this quarterback to start off. Because tonight, for the first time in too many damn years versus the Philadelphia Eagles, we had the better quarterback.
Yeah.
We had the better running back. And we had the better football team, Justin. How good does that feel, man?
I am floored right now.
This guy Justin was loving every
second
of it.
You said you would get emotional.
I hate the Eagles so much. The team I hate the most in my life. I have no voice, man. I've been at Yankee Stadium watching baseball team all week. And all I wanted tonight was some
piece of... I can't be faking that. Are you serious?
This can't be fake. I mean, he's just that crazy.